To develop strategies, depend on systems. Most accomplishments in life come more easily if you approach them strategically. Rarely does a haphazard approach to anything succeed. And even the few times a non-strategic approach to achievement comes to fruition, it's not repeatable. So how do you accomplish something strategically on a consistent basis? By creating and using systems. What is a system? It's a process for predictably achieving a goal based on specific, orderly, repeatable principles and practices. Systems leverage your time, money, and abilities. They are great tools for personal growth. Systems are deliberate, intentional, and practical. They really work, regardless of your profession, talent level, or experience. They improve your performance. A life without any systems is a life where the person must face every task and challenge from scratch. If you want to make the most of your personal growth by getting the most you can out of every effort and doing it as efficiently as possible, you need to develop systems that work for you. That will be a personal thing because your systems need to be tailored to you. However, as you strive to create them, keep the following guidelines in mind. 1. Effective systems take the big picture into account. People who excel, regardless of their profession, develop systems to help them achieve the big picture. It's not enough to be busy. If you're busy planning, busy reading books, and busy going to conferences, but these activities aren't targeted on the areas essential to your success, you're not helping yourself. As the saying goes, unhappiness is not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it. What is your big picture? In what areas must you grow to achieve your purpose? And what systems can you develop to advance yourself in those areas today and every day? I had to stop reading books simply for pleasure and read books that would help me in my areas of strength. I also took 2 speed reading classes to help me improve. What must you do? 2. Effective systems make use of priorities. A system is of limited help to you if it doesn't take into account your priorities. Brian Tracy says, "Perhaps the very best question you can memorize and repeat over and over is, what is the most valuable use of my time right now?" Your answer to that question should shape any system you create for yourself. You should also ask yourself, when is my most valuable time? Because you'll want to always make the most of it. What systems do you need to put into place to help you maintain your priorities? And what people do you need to give responsibility and power to so they can help you? 3. Effective systems include measurement. Any kind of progress requires the ability to measure, and for that reason, your systems must include a way to measure your results. Think about it. Where would business people be if they had no way of measuring their profits? Where would sales and marketing people be if they had no idea how many leads turned into sales or how many people responded to advertising? Where would sports teams be if they never knew the score of the game? Measurement is key to improvement. In fact, measurement itself can even create improvement. Researchers who conducted experiments in productivity at the Hawthorne Works plant outside Chicago in the 1930s discovered that when people knew their work was being measured, their productivity increased. Researchers called that the Hawthorne effect. Measurement enables you to set goals, evaluate progress, judge results, and diagnose problems. If you want to stimulate your growth progress and evaluate the results, build measurement into your systems. 4. Effective systems include application. It's not enough just to plan, though planning is important. Both plan and action must go together. The plan creates the track. The action provides the traction. So anytime you have a goal but you think you won't be able to reach it, don't adjust the goal. Adjust the action steps. People who develop systems that include action steps are almost always more successful than people who don't. Even less talented people with fewer resources accomplish more if they have developed the habit of taking action. That's one of the reasons I've developed the habit of asking myself 3 questions every time I learn something new. Where can I use this? When can I use this? Who needs to know this? This has become a discipline in my life, so I always have a bias toward action when I learn something new.